From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. Warnings of invasive cane toads are circulating as the toxic amphibians appear in backyards across southwest Florida. They secrete a poisonous liquid that can kill pets, so cautious homeowners turn to toad hunters to trap and remove them. WGCU's Bruno Halpern introduces us to one.
Armed with a bucket, a flashlight, and a net, Jennifer Southall trudges through a backyard in a posh Naples neighborhood.
So what we're doing here tonight is catching as many toads as we can.
The beam from her flashlight illuminates the eyes of her mostly nocturnal prey.
Their eyes reflect red. It's a trade secret.
Southall makes her living hunting cane toads. She's been at it for more than 15 years.
This is my life. This is my job. And it's personal to me because I almost lost my dog and I watched my mother's dog die in my arms because of these toads. So that's why I started my business.
It's a business she takes so seriously, she stops mid-conversation to jump into a pool to catch one, fully dressed.
And yeah, there's probably one in that pool right now.
When her hunt is successful, she has to euthanize her catch. She does so by spraying them with lidocaine, which makes them numb. Then she puts them in a freezer. She says it's the most humane way to end the toads' lives. Then she uses them as fertilizer on her farm.
So it's a win-win situation because, you know, we're turning the negative into a positive.
But for her, it's still bittersweet. She says she regrets that this invasive species was ever introduced to Florida.
And it's sad that we have to be put in the situation that we have to kill an animal, and I hate it. I love toads, I love every animal, but it is what it is.
She finds her catch fascinating and strangely beautiful.
See the white milky substance?
Yes.
That's the mucotoxin.
The toxin from these toads are poisonous when ingested in humans and will irritate the skin of most people on contact. But Southall says she doesn't feel it anymore.
But look, they got beautiful eyes. No, I'm gonna kiss it.
Bruno Halpern, WGCU News, Naples.